What does inner critic refer to? Why dealing with it matters? And how to manage it for the sake of your mental health and well-being? Welcome to episode 7 of Minutes of Fact podcast. Hi everyone, this is Noor. Let's talk about inner critic. So, when we talk about the idea of the inner critic, we're referring to that nagging little voice inside our head that comments on and critiques our actions, decisions, or self-worth. It's our own internal commentator, and it often focuses on our flaws and failures rather than our strengths and successes. Our inner critic is born out of our innate desire to fit into society and avoid making mistakes. So it's a form of self-protection. However, the challenge is when that voice becomes too dominant, because then it can really start to negatively affect our mental well-being by fostering self-doubt, poor self-esteem, anxiety, and low self-worth. Let's jump right into how to manage your inner critic for the sake of your mental health. First thing first, pause and take a moment. Because if you just immediately react when your inner critic starts nagging away at you, then you are going to be running on pure emotion. So take a few minutes to think and let your rational and logical mind to be involved in that conversation. Give yourself time to process and then respond. At that point, consider what is going on. Try to label what's happening to you. Pointing on the problem is half the solution. So try to recognize your feelings and your thoughts. Then write it out and get it out. And try to realize it. Here is my best part. Work on improving your self-awareness. You can't control what you are not noticing. So try to notice your feelings, doubts, etc. before any action or reaction. And the most important thing, stop resisting your inner critic. Don't try even to shut it down. Won't work. Otherwise, that voice becomes louder and louder. Embrace your inner critic instead and try to accept it so you can deal with it. On the top of that, work on improving your inner critic. It's kind of trying to guide it and taking control over it, instead of being controlled. Orient it to a different standpoint, a positive and effective one. Then, mainly work on your personal growth. Give space to yourself to learn, discover, and try new things in order to grow. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. This is part of the process, trust me. We already talked about this one in the first episode. After that, set boundaries. And by the way, I'm always insisting on that point. Set clear limits with your inner critic. For example, you might decide on a specific time each day to address your worries or your concerns. And then tell your inner critic not to intrude on your thoughts outside of these times. Then please try to use positive affirmations and focus on gratitude. Because on a regular basis, repeating positive statements every day to yourself can help to shift your mindset. In addition to that, create a strengths list and keep it as a reminder. As a consequence of all of what I mentioned before, critically analyze the critic, which means try to use your critical thinking even with your inner critic in order to understand it so you can easily manage it. And finally, create your inner advocate. Alongside your inner critic, you might want to create your inner advocate as a voice that stands up for you, reminding you of your strengths, cheering you on, and even countering the critic's harsh words. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for your time. For daily content, go and check my Instagram, Minutes of Fact. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.